With us right now are two guests. We have Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center, but with her is Joe Penning of MOCAN Regional Council. Joe, thanks for being here and joining us, and Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Barry, for having us. Always a pleasure to be here, and I asked Joe to come in today and speak with us because, you know, it's always good to have subject matter experts when you're talking about SBA loans and things like that. And I know we've talked about SBA loans on the radio before, but this time I thought since MOCAN is a CDC, and I'll let Joe tell you all about what that means. They offer a lot of different financing programs that are available to small businesses out there, including the SBA 504 loan guarantee, debenture. And so, Joe, I'll let you talk about MOCAN and what a CDC is and how you help.
Yeah, so pretty excited to be here for my first time. So our biggest program, the SBA 504, kind of what we are, we're an alternative financer. So if a small business comes into a bank and they're kind of on the it's just a little bit too risky of a deal for them, then they can come to us and we'll step in to take a second position lien on part of the project behind the bank. So they get a first position lien on about half of the project. So it's a very comfortable place to be in for them. And we can make the deals happen that way for small businesses.
So for our listeners, just what's the difference between a first position and a second position?
So first position basically means, so if you take out a mortgage on a real estate property, the bank, if something goes south on that, it basically means that their lien is taken care of first and ours is second behind them. So they're basically guaranteed to get their money back in most cases that way, which makes it more likely that they're going to approve your deal.
Okay. Does it also help with interest rates then?
It does. The SBA typically runs, their interest rate typically runs between 1 to 3% behind or lower than a bank rate, and that's fixed long term. So where a typical commercial deal, you know, you might get 15 or 20 years from a bank, and a lot of times it's a variable rate. With the SBA piece of it, we can come in on 30 to 40% of your project, give you a rate that's 1 to 3% lower than the bank, and we can fix that for the entire term of the loan, which can go up to 25 years in some cases.
So that can make a pretty makeable deal for somebody who's looking for an affordable way to finance a project.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it really helps with cash flow.
And it reduces the risk on the borrower, on the lender as well, because the traditional bank is only giving about 50% of the funds, whereas MOCAN would be giving about 40% of the funds, and then the borrower themselves would inject about 10%.
Okay.
Give or take.
So does MOCAN get involved in a lot of these? Do you write a lot of these proposals?
We work with a number of lenders. So our actual coverage area is we have Atchison and Doniphan in Kansas, and then we also have four counties over here in Missouri that we typically work with. So Buchanan, Clinton, Andrew, and DeKalb. So we try to help as many people as we can. We're always calling on banks. So we typically we try to do as many as we can.
Mm-hmm. So are you doing a certain kind of business? Are there certain businesses that you're looking to help and going in? Or is it just kind of wide open? I mean, is it like ag sector or industrial sector, green energy project, or whatever it might be? I'm just kind of shooting in the dark here.
Yeah. So as for the type of business, we can essentially help almost any type of small business other than things that is against federal government regulations. So anything that would be considered illegal to the federal government, obviously.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. We haven't quite been able to do anything on that yet. But as per size, the small business size requirement that the SBA has is fairly large for our area. So you're talking net revenue over 2 years of $15 million average, net worth of the average loan size that we can do aggregate for a small business is up to $5 million. Mm-hmm. So we can cover a large majority of the businesses in our area too. The type of projects, 504 does not work for like working capital or inventory, blue sky, that type of thing. So business equity, where it's heavy machinery, real estate, so business expansions, that kind of thing. Business startups, we help a lot of business startups because, you know, that's a very high-risk loans for a lot of private lenders.
Mm-hmm. So are you primarily dealing in business-to-business operations, or are they oftentimes retail as well?
Yeah, it can be the business itself can be business to business or business to consumer. It doesn't matter on that side of things. But the 504 loan in particular is really just for large fixed assets like real estate and equipment and things like that. So it doesn't cover, like Joe mentioned, the operating capital or the inventory that a retailer may need. But it would certainly cover the building if they were purchasing a building.
So in a given year, how often, how much of this do you write in a year? How much do you end up guaranteeing?
We normally, on average, we typically do 3 to 4 businesses a year is what we've been doing in the past. We would like to increase that. And we can definitely handle more than that. So if a banker out there has a deal like that where they seems like a good deal, but the collateral is short, then we can definitely step in to try to assist on that.
The terms on this sound pretty good, mm-hmm. from the borrower's point of view, for sure. Is it just a matter of maybe the word hasn't gotten out yet? You think that's part of it?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted Joe to come on the radio today, so that people could hear that this is an option that's available to them out there. And a lot of times, they'll go to a lender first before they go anywhere else, just because, you know, why wouldn't you, right? You would just go out there and, you know, go to one of your standard banks, and then they're like, oh, no, we can't do this, you know. But it may take them a while to tell them that answer. And then they don't seek out, you know, a second or a third option, or they don't know to look at MOCAN. And, you know, it really is just a matter of getting the word out. It's kind of like the Missouri SBDC. You know, if people don't know about us, they don't know to come to us to get help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of the reason why that people hear SBA and they think the government. And so a lot of times they don't want to deal with the government, or they think, you know, whoa, all this red tape, which really with the SBA 504 program isn't the case. So a lot of the stuff that we require, your bank is going to be asking you for anyways. So it may take us a little bit longer for processing just because of the government. But, I mean, really, we're going to be asking for the same thing that your bank's going to be asking for.
So if somebody is thinking now, okay, well, you know, maybe there's some way that this would help me and my business out, how do they find out more about it?
You can call our MOCAN office. So our office number is 816-233-3144. We also have a website, which is just mo-can.org. We'll be happy to kind of walk you through the process so we can give you a little bit more detailed information than what we can go into today on it. And if you've got an idea, we can also kind of help you. We can tell you whether or not we think it's going to qualify. And if it is, and if you don't have a banker, then we can put you in touch with bankers that we've worked for in your area.
And you mentioned earlier, I think, Joe, that startups are part of what you can be really helpful with, because it's sometimes hard for them to get the financing they need, and you can do it.
Yes. So the startups, you know, there's no historical data to go off of, so you're basically asking for an approval off of just projections. So banks they look at that, and it's a really high-risk type of loan. So that's where we can step in and help them put them in a more comfortable position. I do want to mention one other program that we have. It's the Revolving Loan Fund. And the reason I want to mention that is because that one will, we can actually use that for things such as inventory and working capital. So if a small business comes in, we can put kind of a structure together utilizing the bank and possibly both of our programs in order to help on all sides of what your project is.
Okay, so there's that's another part of this that could be really helpful to borrowers or potential borrowers. And again, if they don't know that this is out there, there's no way they could know to ask for it.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. So we want to get the word out that this service and these programs are available for small businesses, because it's really, really beneficial to the business from a cash flow standpoint, from a relationship standpoint as well when it comes to your banker, because you're able to build a relationship with your private lender. So the kind of the goal of these programs is to get you going and give you a good foot to stand on, and then you can build your business history, and then you have a lender that knows you're going to be reliable at the same time.
One of the things that I sense, and this is strictly gut level and just from reading about things, but that there's a renewed interest in startups. In entrepreneurship, whether it was because of the pandemic and we sort of found ourselves looking for new ways to make a living. But is that an accurate, first of all, perception that there is more interest now in taking a chance and doing a business startup? And as a result of that, if that's true, are there more entities, particularly like yours, for example, willing to step up and help you get this done?
Oh, for sure. I'd say from a kind of small business population standpoint, I'd say small businesses are popping up way more frequently than they were prior to COVID. COVID obviously had a really negative effect on that because of all the lockdowns and rules that went along with it. But downtowns in small rural communities are starting to fill up again, it looks like, in a lot of them, all these empty buildings. So, and there are some other entities out there that will assist and have programs. So, for example, over in Kansas, there's Network Kansas. So they have some grants. They also have some type of loans that they can leverage. And those types of entities, we can also look at partnering with them if we have to go that far, in order to try to make your deal more feasible. Mm-hmm. So,
and Rebecca, just in terms of what you've seen here happening in the area, I know a lot of people come to you and as a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeing more of this kind of thing as well?
I am, actually. So the end of the federal fiscal year was September 30th, and that's what we work off of with the Missouri SBDC because of our funding, which comes from the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And so I had a record year this past year where I saw 310 clients. So that's the most. I've been doing this for 16 years. That is the most I have seen. And that includes during the time of back in the last recession around 2008. And so I was doing this at that time as well. And I also saw a record number of startups for the – no, I take that back. I didn't see a record number of startups. I was too off from being record. But for me, seeing 310 unique clients, that is a lot of people coming through the door looking for services and wanting to either grow or start a business.
Yeah, 310, my goodness, there are 365 days in the year, and you do get some time off.
I'm supposed to get like Saturday and Sunday off.
So that's kind of exciting. I think that there is this renewed interest in, I'm going to set out on my own and make a, I have a business idea, I want to make it work.
Yeah, and then coming to like my office with the Missouri SBDC, we can help you find those different entities that are out there that can help you find funding. So whether that's grant funding, which is few and far between, but, you know, whether it's grant funding, a 0% interest loan through the state, I had a person years ago who got that loan. It's still available, by the way. And that was their only source of funding when they first got started. And they now have almost 200 employees. So they've grown over the last decade to that point. So sometimes it doesn't take a lot to get someone going. That loan was for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's other entities like Mocan and,
well,
and banks and micro loan lenders that are out there. Yes.
So just to get back to Mocan here, so what are some of the things that you'd like people to think about and maybe remind them about Mocan and the services available through you?
So the main thing, our business from the small business finance department really is to help you finance your business. So the thing when people are going in is, how can I make my business the most profitable from a standpoint of cash flow? That's really what I would say. Mocan is here to help the small people. So we like to make things happen if we can do it. And I know we've worked with the SBDC office. Rebecca has worked with a number of our clients in the past, and she's a very, very valuable resource when it comes to getting your projections. So one thing that I know we like to see when small businesses come in is preparedness. So make sure you kind of have your numbers ready to go, your projections, make sure they're realistic, and you can provide that information, how you built that, which I know Rebecca is a great resource for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something you do a lot, Rebecca, right? Just walk people through it step by step.
Yes, I do, and help them to get what I call bankable, so that they, when they do present their idea to a bank, which if they listen to my advice, isn't until down the line once they've gotten a lot of things together, like a business plan and financial projections.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the bank appreciates that too down the line.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
But it lets
and
them
it makes
put
a difference.
It does, and it lets the borrower put their best foot forward and, you know, come in like a professional who knows what they're doing.
We're talking with Rebecca Lobina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center, and Joe Pinning with Mocan Regional Council. Mocan Regional Council, you would think, and you'd be right from the name, it operates on both sides of the river. You've got on the Kansas side, Donovan County, Hutchinson County.
Right.
And over on the Missouri side, the ABCD counties, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Andrew Buchanan, Clinton DeKalb.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So what are some, can you give us some examples of the kinds of businesses you've helped out with these loans?
Yeah, for sure. So kind of, I mentioned it before that we can pretty well help almost any type of business. So some of the businesses, for example, that I've worked with, we did an automotive tire shop. We've done a funeral home. There's been a wedding venue. The SBA loves to help like small manufacturers. So we've done a machine shop. So there's not a lot of businesses out there that we can't assist.
Okay, so you've named these businesses, but that's not the only kind of business you can help. There are a lot of other types of businesses.
Yeah, they've done childcare, they've done car dealerships, all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really about the only thing that is out right now is anything that deals with a product that is illegal at the federal level.
Right, yeah.
I think we're talking, we all understand we're talking about marijuana. It's kind of an interesting situation. It's legal to dispense it in Missouri under state law, but it is not
legal under federal law.
Legal under federal law.
Yes.
Right.
So, okay. So you're not writing any loans for marijuana dispensaries at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay. So what are some types of businesses that we haven't thought of or talked about yet that you'd like to encourage to, hey, we could maybe help you more than maybe you haven't thought about us, but have you got any ideas about that, any particular types of business that haven't come your way yet that might be pretty good to think about?
As for that haven't come our way, I think we've basically helped everybody that I can think of in the past. We've done we've done people who want to own a hotel. So we can do that. We can't do just passive income rental properties. So like single family residential, somebody wants to buy that in as an investment, that's out. But like a hotel, we can do RV camper sites, restaurants. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we can help pretty well anybody.
And there's another program called the Brownfield Program that Mocan also offers that is very, very helpful in saving some people some funds in a specific situation. So I'll let Joe talk about that.
Yeah. So our Brownfield Program. So what that is for those of you who don't know what a brownfield is. So if you have an old gas station sitting on the corner in your town that's kind of run down, somebody wants to buy it, a lot of times you're running into problems where there's old gas storage tanks or oil tanks in the ground. And that will cause an issue when you go to do your environmental review because, you know, the government doesn't like, well, nobody likes contamination, which that could be a huge problem. So what we've done in the past, for an example, we had a tire shop that we worked with, and the new couple that was buying it, there was concern about a tank in the ground still. But nobody knew. We went back records, and we looked for some help in research, and nobody could find anything on that. So what we did was we helped them apply, actually, through Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and they were able to get a phase one environmental, which is kind of an initial review to see if there's a suspected contamination or could be. And then the phase two environmental is for kind of a deeper analysis. So they go in and they drill cores in the ground around your area to test. Now, typically, like a phase one is going to be a couple thousand dollars. A phase two, just because the testing is so much more in depth, that thing could be anywhere from, you know, $8,000 to $15,000.
Wow.
So when this business, you know, they really didn't have the fund, those extra funds to put into it. So when we applied through the MDNR with them, we were able to get MDNR to pay those bills for those two phase twos. Now, thankfully, in that deal, everything came back and everything was clean. Now, if they hadn't been, that's where we step in with this Brownfield program. So that is specifically for the assistance to help clean up those types of sites, which a lot of people don't, a lot of lenders won't touch that.
All right. And this is a good place for us to pause and stop here because we are out of time. But Joe, really appreciate you coming in. And Rebecca, thanks as always.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, thank you.